Well, to backtrack a little bit, Chief Kadashan and his wife had only one child, and that was my grandmother. And I'm named after her, and her name is Kat, or our name is Katklat. And it doesn't have a meaning. You know, a lot of the names have a really neat meaning. But I think the reason for that is because she had such a high stature. You know, these were strong chiefs on both sides that were, you know, that she was carrying, well, she's carrying the Nanyai bloodline. And so because of that, two of her older sons, her two firstborn sons, they both had to have the same name because the first one died. And so the second one had to have the same name because the names were, you know, very important names for the clan. And it had to be someone, you know, important to be able to use those names. So her sons, even though she was born in Sitka, or she was born in Wrangell, but she went over to Sitka to go to college. But she was from the Wrangell Nanyai clan, so she was, her sons were supposed to be, you know, like the next chief sheikhs. They both died, well, you know, she miscarried the first one died in childhood. She had three or four kids that died in childhood. Back then it was really hard. And that was before hospitals and stuff were here in Alaska. So,
And so your name is Nanyai?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, so I'm just trying to explain how the whole clan system works for, like, each clan leader. There's only certain people that can be the leaders. So, like, even though there's been many chiefs, I mean, when people come here, they get confused because they say, oh, everybody in town is related to chief sheikhs, so they think we're making false claims. But we're not, because, like, even though I'm the one that carries, well, if it was traditional times, my son, one or the other of my sons, first they prefer the older son, but both of my sons would be eligible to be the next chief sheikhs, but they would have to be selected. There's certain families that can be selected, so they would have to be selected by one of the frog clans, the Katshadis, or I think it was just mainly the Katshadis, but their symbol is the frog too, aside from the Kiksadi. So
was it the Katshadis' status that allowed them to choose the mm-hmm. family from which the sheikhs would come?
Well, I have a copy of a letter from William Paul, and in it he explains that, and then I've also heard it from, I don't know if you know Tiss and Carol?
Yes.
Well, they have cousins, that first cousins that have moved north from here, you know, to get work, and they left as young adults, and the oldest of the of them have, I became friends with her when I was going to working in Juneau, and she explained to me that her grandmother, who was Chief Sheikh's Charlie Jones' daughter, taught her that, you know, that their clan had to select the Chief Sheikhs, and they wanted to select, well, this is very controversial, very controversial, but, and I totally don't care if you ever publish it or not, but I wouldn't mind if you did, but because then it would be recorded.
Right.
But they told me that they had gone to, back in the 70s, they had gone to Charles DeWitt's. He kind of proclaimed himself Chief Sheikhs and had a party that, I think it was in Ketchikan, and he invited all of them, and they all went, but They didn't really stay because they didn't approve of what he was doing, because they knew they were the ones that were supposed to select the next chief sheikhs. And so they had told me, like in 2006, or it might have even been 2002, it was at one of the celebrations. They told me that they would. They said, get ready because, and get, you know, lots of fish because we're going to select your brother to be the next chief sheikhs. And then, but, you know, they're behind that, but the other Khatchatis in town are against it. So the ones that have more knowledge about the culture are for it, but the ones that live in town are always against it. Like, they wouldn't even come to the repatriation of the Nanyai robe, the flotilla killer whale robe. None of the Khatchatis in town would come.
Really?
And they worked really hard to get no one to come. They worked really hard, and it was very hurtful because one of my best friends, I had brought her gifts, and so she got tons of gifts, but she wouldn't show up at the party because she listened to them. And so her house guest, who came down here from Canada for the party, took all the gifts home to her, and I was going, why didn't I pull Claire's name and put her friend's name? You know, because she had the respect enough to show up at the party. And then I asked Claire why she didn't come, and she said, oh, I was sick. But then later on, my Aunt Chrissy told me that she ran into Clara at the grocery store, and Clara was trying to talk her out of going to the party. And so it was mostly people from out of town and a few people from in town. But, you know, we didn't mind. I mean, but now I wish that we had kept the those beautiful... Well, my son made a drawing of the flotilla killer whale robe, but he made it in white and black, or white, red, and black, because those are traditional Clinkan colors. And then he made a whole bunch of them, and he said that, you know, this art project was worth like $5,000 or $6,000. And because there were so few people there, we just kept giving them out till they were gone. And so some people got a whole bunch of them, and then the family members like only got one or two. And so, and it just seems like, you know, it wasn't fair for, we should have kept them. We should have gave one to the museum and, you know, just kept them to give them out as gifts over the years.
Right.
So,
And then did the tribe after that pass a rule that there would no longer be a chief sheikhs?
Yeah.
And it was because of the controversy to kind of end it?
Mm-hmm. I think so. And also, I think when Chief Sheikhs Charlie Jones, when he was inaugurated, I think he said that he was going to be the last Chief Sheikhs. I'm not really sure, but I've heard that. But, you know, it could just be them saying that, you know. But I don't really think that letter that our family got from William Paul was written in the mid-70s. And I have a photocopy of it at my house somewhere. In my files, I have so many files, I'm really disorganized. But I know I'm going to find it someday, and I think I found it during the winter and read it. It's kind of a complicated letter, you know.
Right.
He was the one that won the land claims for us.
With Clinkett and Haida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was the Indian lawyer.
Right.
The first Indian lawyer.
Very cool.
Clinkett lawyer, I mean. Yeah.
And were the Kiksetti involved in any of these negotiations, or mostly just the Khatchatti?
Are you referring to negotiations for what?
The selection of chief sheikhs.
I think it's just the Khatchattis.
Okay.